everything is virtual. The thing is that talent is talent no matter where you find it.
I totally agree with you. Obviously, as a business owner and the Managing Partners podcast, I mean, all we talk about is business, and whether it's law business or whatever it is, but understanding that getting talent and having access to talent, and now it doesn't have to be someone that's 5 miles from the office. It's let's bring in the best and brightest, mm-hmm. and we're not limited by who's down the street, mm-hmm. who's in my neighborhood. Yeah, it's nice to have some folks that can come in the office and 100%. And be part of that, but I have a virtual company with over 50 people. Mm-hmm. None of them are in my office, mm-hmm. and we have a great culture, and we meet up on video every single day, and they're family.
Most firms survive, the best ones scale. Welcome to the Managing Partners Podcast, where law firm leaders learn to think bigger. I'm Kevin Daisy. Let's jump in.
What's up, Lardy Grawl? We're here live at the conference. First day, I got my friend Joe Bravo. We actually interacted a little bit before, but we met at Max LawCon.
Yeah, we did.
Another good conference. That was on hiatus for a little while, mm-hmm. Is back after, what, 3 years?
2 years. They had virtual event back in 22, and then they suspended everything.
We don't count
everything.
This. No, we don't. Yeah, the whole virtual event back in the COVID days, right?
Yeah.
They never were as the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
And meeting in person like this at Lardy Grawl is just phenomenal. Right?
It is. It's a very different event. I can tell you that.
Yeah, so... Lardy Grawl, one of my favorite events. We've been, again, meeting people, bringing them up here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And Joe has a great company. Joe's out of Mexico himself.
Yes. The company is actually in Florida. We're called Virtual Case Managers by Get Staffed Up. And Get Staffed Up is the parent brand. We help find and onboard virtual assistants for law firms and businesses. But yeah. Virtual Case Managers, the reason why we're at Lardy Grawl, and heads up, we'll also be at MassTorts next week in Vegas. We find case managers for personal injury firms.
Excellent. So Get Staffed Up. Mm-hmm. It's the brand you kind of fly under.
Correct.
So yeah, tell me a little bit more, you know, I guess, how you guys got started and kind of how you got into to this niche area.
Well, I can tell you the whole story and I'll try to keep it short because somebody tells me, like some people do tell me, I talk a lot. So
we're going to go to break, commercial break. I'm just kidding.
We'll see you in a bit, guys. So... back in the day, like it was 6 years ago, we have two co-founders. Their names are Brett Trembley and Enrique Fernandez. And one of them just like popped out of the map and then popped that back in. They were at a mastermind together. And he said, check this out. I have a couple of people from offshore already working with me. What's that? What's that like? And they were just like amazing people. We still have some of those people working with us as uh-huh. internal team members at Get Staffed Up. And well, Enrique did this and Brett started saying how this like could have been a pivotal moment for him when he was growing his law firm, because he remembers the pains of growing a law firm. And it turns out that you can actually double your revenue once you start adding bandwidth to your firm. Yeah. He didn't know that because, well, some of the things that they don't teach you at law school, right? Like how to run a business. And adding bandwidth to your business is kind of one of the main ingredients for how to grow it. So many of their friends started reaching out and said, like, so can you also find great people for me? And then Lightbulb, you know, started finding more and more people for all types of law firms. We work with, like, currently we're working with close to 1,000 law firms. We've worked with more than that over the years, but we've staffed so many people over the years. Yeah. And that's actually one of the biggest pleasures and even personal achievements that our co-founders have mentioned they have, like being able to find stable jobs from people for and to help law firms grow at the same time. Like, it's just a win-win.
So give us a little bit more background on like how you're staffing these folks. Are they in person? Are they virtual? What's the kind of secret sauce?
Well, everything is virtual right now. And well, I'll reveal the secret sauce for every staffing company out there. They will always tell you it's the talent, it's the process that we have that will find you that great person. But I do understand what makes us different from others. And well, from having systems that allow us to screen for accents that are not as thick, or the person that's needed for a specific position, because we staff more than one position at a law firm: executive assistants, legal assistants, intake specialists. Okay. For personal injuries, virtual case managers. They're already pre-trained and onboarded on personal injury law. The training was devised by one of our most successful clients, Ryan McKean. This guy won the biggest jury verdict trial in Connecticut history. It's $100 million. And he did that working with people from offshore.
That's awesome.
So everything is virtual. The thing is that talent is talent no matter where you find it.
I totally agree with you. Obviously, as a business owner and the Managing Partners podcast, I mean, all we talk about is business, and whether it's the law business or whatever it is, but understanding that getting talent and having access to talent, and now it doesn't have to be someone that's 5 miles from the office, right? It's let's bring in the best and brightest, mm-hmm. and we're not limited by who's down the street, mm-hmm. who's in my neighborhood. Yeah, it's nice to have some folks that can come in the office and be part of that. But I have a virtual company with over 50 people. Mm-hmm. None of them are in my office, mm-hmm. and we have a great culture, and we meet up on video every single day, and it's their family, you know. Mm-hmm. So
let me ask you something then. Did you find it challenging to work with somebody that's amazing when they were not in office, when they were working like remotely, not even from offshore, just remotely?
No, not at all. And I think I just, you know, I'm a digital company, a digital marketing company. So it seems more normal, I guess, mm-hmm. for some reason. But we used to be all in the office. We used to always be like, you have to come in 9 o'clock, and we have a stand-up meeting every single day. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. that was holding us back from growing. Mm-hmm. Because we had to rely on who we can get locally to do a job that's pretty specific. Mm-hmm. And so it limited us. Mm-hmm. Now I have folks all over the country and out of the country mm-hmm. that work with our teams. So, mm-hmm.
yeah. And that's kind of the point. Like, I do understand you need talent that is 100% stateside. You need people that need to be sworn in, that are licensed in the U.S., licensed in the state where you practice.
Yeah.
But there's also other positions where sometimes ZipRecruiter is just not going to cut it, you know? You're going to need somebody that's out of your zip code. And sometimes that person, you'd be amazed at how good somebody is in South Africa or even Argentina.
So a testament to what he does and what he's doing, we have folks that do some social media for us, for our companies internally. They do admin work. They do a lot of things for our companies and for our clients. Mm-hmm. Colombia, Mexico, Ecuador. The smartest, brightest people. We're actually having a company party in the U.S. in Florida, and we're even flying them. Plus, our staff in the U.S. is all coming. I think we have like 80 people coming.
Wow.
So it's we treat them the same. Mm-hmm. We send them awards. They get bonus the same as anyone else. And if we can bring them to hang out with us in person, we're going to do that too.
Oh, but I'm going to tell you something. They get bonus the same. I might have to disagree a little bit there, because the currency exchange rate works so well for somebody that's offshore.
Sure.
That bonus is going to be twice, sometimes even three times, three, fourfold as much as it would be in the U.S., depending on the state even.
Sure. Well, when I say the bonus, like, you know, we have certain awards in our company that there's a monthly winner. There's a quarterly winner for our core values. Mm-hmm. So it's not some significant thing, but they're in it just like anyone else. Mm-hmm. And so if it's a lot for them, then so be it in that mm-hmm. case. But, you know, we treat them all the same. Mm-hmm. And they're amazing and super smart. And so anyone that's like thinking, can I have someone else in another country do this work for me? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only that, it's also legal. And I'd like to also recognize and commend you on something. When you fly them in, which is something that I learned, because I'm also a virtual assistant, guys. Like, I just work for the company that helps find them, but I could as easily work with another law firm, with the Managing Partners podcast. I could be working at any other place. The thing is that the first time I flew into the States, I had a taste of reality. I was already committed to this company. I truly am. But it added an extra layer of commitment. So for anybody that's already working with a VA, that what you just said that you're doing, it's the biggest retention tactic you could ever have, because it's not only going to strengthen our relationship together. It's also, again, that new layer of reality. For me, this job was always real. But now it's just
it's tangible. More.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited that we get to do it. I don't think we can get every single person due to different circumstances.
Yeah.
But our goal was to make sure we can try and get everyone we can. So anyway, it's been great for our company to leverage it where it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not for every position for us.
No.
Most of my team, even the American folks on my team, lots of them speak fluent, Spanish. And so as we work with firms that I have firms that are, not from this country that mm-hmm. own the firm and speak Spanish as their first language. So mm-hmm. it's just great to have a team that can interact. And as that's becoming more, firms need to be catering to that community and getting on board with that. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely an area that is lacking. So to me, that's helpful.
Couldn't agree with you more. Even like AI companies are already focusing on that. And that doesn't mean like people are out of the job. It just means we're getting an upgraded set of tools,
Yeah.
And there's a reason why AI companies are also starting to focus on this intake agent needs to speak all of the languages. Being bilingual helps a lot because in the US, there's a lot of Spanish speaking population, 100%.
Yeah.
But now you get this new frontier of being able to do things at even faster pace. It's just, we're heading into the unknown and it's pretty damn exciting if you ask me.
Yeah, and we got a lot of AI companies here.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. It's a big topic on the podcast as well. Actually, we have I have a girl that works for us. Her name's Daniela.
Mm-hmm.
She's been with us for quite a while. She was doing all kinds of admin stuff and she's just so smart and bright. It's like, man, she just kept excelling. And now she's become the automation specialist for our companies and just goes to each department and area
mm-hmm.
and finds how to make it better and faster.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's, she's leveraging AI and leveraging software and partners to say, how can we improve and where can we find more improvements?
Mm-hmm.
So she's not out of a job. She actually got a better job.
Yeah.
That's she's the one that's implementing it. So
100%. Like again, even if it's a virtual position, because like one of the positions that we staff is the executive assistant, and a lot of systems are beginning to do what executive assistants would do. That doesn't mean an EA is out of the job. It just means if they don't start working with those tools, they will be.
Yeah.
Because now everything is moving faster. I was alive when the beeper first came in and then the cell phone came in and how things changed. Oh, I remember that. It was so fun.
911.
Beep, 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 beep. And now everything started moving at a faster pace. That's just going to tenfold. Yeah. At least that's my non-expert opinion of what's coming.
Well, you heard it here first. Well, Joe, thanks for hanging out with me and sharing what you all do. I think it's great work that you all are doing for the community, and look forward to hanging out with you more here at La Lotta Grawl.
Looking forward to it.
We'll see y'all soon.
See you guys.